The head of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, Lieutenant General Patrick O'Reilly, was in Anchorage today speaking to Commonwealth North about plans for upgrades at Clear Air Force Station, located about 80 miles southwest of Fairbanks, and plans for Fort Greely. O'Reilly first talked about threats from other nations. He said the growth has been steady for 20 years and is accelerating, saying there are nearly 6,000 missiles and nearly 1,000 launchers in countries other than the U.S., Russia, China, and NATO.
What we are seeing is there are more countries that are building their own indigenous capacity to produce missiles themselves. There's trends that they have longer ranges, that they are more accurate, that they are mobile and more survivable and easier to operate. These missile systems are written in English and they come with owner's manuals.
O'Reilly says it paints a disconcerting picture for the future. He says he's continually asked why there isn't a buildup on the East Coast rather than in Alaska to defend against Iran. He says he has to remind people that maps are flat, but the world is not.
The closest point in the United States to Iran, unfortunately, is Alaska. And the closest point to any of the Southwest Asia countries that we have concerns about is Alaska. We also highlighted North Korea. So Alaska is in a strategic position for a large percentage of the threats that we are very concerned about, not only today, but ones that pretend to present problems for us for the next couple decades.
Lieutenant General O'Reilly said today there are hundreds of missiles that have a range of between 1,000 to 5,500 kilometers. But he says there are thousands of short-range missiles, and the U.S. has very few assets to counter them.
There is predictions that we'd be facing more than a dozen ICBMs at this time out of North Korea or Iran. About 10 years ago was the predictions. That didn't come into account, but that doesn't mean it won't come into the account in the future.
O'Reilly says testing of longer-range missiles will start next week in the Marshall Islands. He says at Fort Greely, there is extensive work to do to be sure missiles have a long shelf life.
So Fort Greely, we have to plan on its capability being viable in 2032 and 2042 and beyond that. And so that is where I've been for the last day. I spent Sunday at Clear, but yesterday I was down in the missile field in all the silos and looking at the construction and how we're doing.
O'Reilly says many upgrades, including a state-of-the-art power plant, are planned for Fort Greely this year. He says upgrades at Clear Air Force Station are in the planning stages and will get started around 2013. He says it will take 4 years to complete construction and testing at a cost of around $200 million.